First, I want to wish all the working people in Seattle happy International Workers' Day. Happy May Day. I will be voting yes on this resolution because, obviously, as you all know, I very much support the issue taxing the rich to pay for essential social services and to make life livable for working people as a whole. Thank you to my fellow activists from the Trump-Proof Seattle Coalition for stating so eloquently the case for taxing the rich in Seattle. We have a crisis of homelessness and unaffordable housing in our city. And it was recently reported that Seattle has the 9th highest rent in the entire world. Our state is criminally underfunding education. These are burning needs you should expect to see in the neo-colonial world, not in Seattle, the wealthiest country in the history of humanity. Here, we have the tragic irony of the two richest people of the world living right next to thousands of people with no homes at all. And far from paying their fair share, Seattle's wealthiest pay the least in taxes. As we know, Washington State has the most regressive tax structure in the country. This is not only horrifically unfair, it also means that these regressive taxes do not raise, mathematically speaking, do not raise enough money to pay for basic human needs like housing and education, because rich people are the ones with the money for the taxes that would make a real difference. As a member of the Trump-Proof Seattle Coalition, as a socialist, and as a council member, I want to be clear what we are fighting for. We are against more taxes on regular working people. We are talking about taxing the rich who are not paying their fair share. We are talking about only taxing excessive incomes, such as incomes over $250,000 a year. While celebrating today's resolution, I want to give a caution to those of us in the movement fighting for progressive taxes. What we are voting on today is a resolution, not an ordinance. By definition, a resolution does not make law. It does not mandate any action. It can state intentions, and it's extremely important to state intentions. But let's make it clear to all our fellow activists. I just came from the May Day rally at Judkins Park, and I ran into several working people there who were under the impression that the Tax the Rich ordinance was being passed today. And if I ran into several people, I'm sure you will run into several people. So please help us in clarifying that today's resolution, while a step forward, does not actually pass a law taxing the rich. It also means that we in our movement cannot afford to get complacent. We cannot afford to let up pressure on the city council until the actual law is passed. Too often, I have seen council pass a resolution stating an intent to do something, and then the movement is told to go home, and then the issue dies there. For example, in 2014, council passed a very detailed resolution supporting a linkage fee on developers, which would have been a very good measure to help build affordable housing. That resolution contained all the details a future ordinance would be based on. However, when it came time to write the ordinance to enact this fee into law, the mayor instead convened the so-called HALA committee, and at the request of the big developers on the committee, agreed to shelve the linkage fee legislation, and the majority of the council went along with that. I am very confident that our coalition and our movement will hold city council to account. So I will support this resolution stating council's intention to tax the rich, and our movement will not allow the resolution to substitute for or cause a delay in passing the actual law. As many of my fellow activists and as council knows, my office has begun drafting the ordinance, and we're working with Councilmember Herbold's office, the law department of the city, our coalition itself, and also with outside legal counsel to make sure that we draft a very good ordinance. And we will make sure that we will not let up pressure until we pass a progressive tax in Seattle. We are all fighting together. Join me at our Tax the Rich town hall on May 18th at 6 p.m. This is co-sponsored by the Trump Proof Seattle Coalition and many different organizations. I thank the coalition once again. I do want to end by saying I do not support eliminating the business and occupation tax because businesses should be taxed. Instead, what we should do is pass a law in the city to make the business tax more progressive so that the smallest business owners are not burdened, but that we do not exempt companies like Amazon. Thank you.